Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Never any blues for us when we're talking to one of our favorites, Christine Stewart, ctnewsjunkie.com. See how we tie all that together?
I love that.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe one of my five favorite songs of all time, Evil Woman ELO. So yesterday was an interesting day at our state capitol in the LOB.
It was not a boring day at the state capitol yesterday. And you know what? Some people may still be there right now. I have not checked.
It just ended.
In the last hour.
It just ended. Just before 8 o'clock, it ended. So, in fact, we had Senator Anwar on, who stepped out of the committee hearing to talk. So you could tell he was looking for things to do.
I was actually impressed at how many lawmakers were still there sitting on the committee and listening.
Yeah. He said most of them were there all night. And look, they had an amazing amount of people. And the thing that I was impressed, Christine, with Senator Anwar was he said he heard some things that struck a chord with him, and that he doesn't know if the bill as currently constituted will be the way that it goes forward. So, you know, people may want to poo-poo these public hearings, but when a jillion people want to talk, it means they're passionate about an issue.
Oh, definitely. No, they are definitely passionate.
The big news of the day, I mean, the hearing was news, but the big news of the day happened about 4:30 when the governor met with the representatives of the Fourth Estate and told them that tolls were done. He'd had enough.
Yeah.
He's not happy. And look, to me, and you're there every day, so you know much better, this is the first time he showed real anger, I thought, in 13 months in office.
No, he definitely showed real anger. His cheeks were rosy. He was definitely upset. You know, because he thought 5 days ago that he had a handshake deal with legislative leaders that they were going forward and they were doing this.
What do you think was the final straw that turned him into the hell with this, we'll do it another way?
Well, I mean, you can't keep toying and saying you're going to do something and then not call in the votes to do. I mean, this whole synchronized voting thing, and then they were going to split the number of tolls 6 and 6. So both chambers would have to pass a bill, two bills, in order to get this done. It just got to the point of ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought you're 100% right. I thought saying they were going to run simultaneous sessions of the House and Senate was a stretch. But then when they came up with this 6 and 6 thing, then you really had the feeling that they were grasping for straws. And what was interesting yesterday was you had Joe Arasimowicz, the Speaker of the House, throwing shade at the Senate Democrats, and you had the Senate Democrats throwing shade at the Republicans for dare threatening on a 30-hour filibuster. It kind of came full circle.
It definitely came full circle. I mean, you know, I think it boiled down to the Democrats didn't trust the Democrats in the opposite chamber, and they weren't ever going to be able to pull a vote together with that.
The fact that there were four Democratic senators, all women, who were reportedly not going to vote for the package as is, led by Senator Bergstein of Greenwich, who wants to toll everything, including, I believe, people walking across the street. That to me was a sign of solidarity. And were they as close to getting the majority that they needed in the House, or was that, I don't want to say underreported?
So I think that was really questionable. So nobody had really polled any of the House members to figure out whether they did have the votes in the House. I mean, they would have needed 76 votes in the House, and I think that there was, I think as people announced their reelection campaigns and then other people announced that they're running against them, you know what? Sometimes your vote may depend on who your opponent is. And so as that was becoming more clear, the politics of it were becoming more clear, and their chance for reelection, they were looking at it and they didn't quite know at that point. I think that some of them may have been no's that previously had been yeses, but there was never a meeting where they all sat there and they raised their hands and said, yes, I'm going to definitely vote for something. So I don't believe they had a firm count.
And we had said, Ray and I had been talking forever, not that we're Nostradamus by any stretch of the imagination, that it would be hard to pass this in the legislative session, that if they had done it in a special session, it would have looked far different than they had done it in the short session that they were having in an election year. And that all turned out to be true.
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, that it ended up being really, really hard to do this. And they, you know, they kept postponing it and postponing it and postponing it. And this is what happened. So kids, don't procrastinate.
No, listen to mom giving a lesson to the children who are listening. Wow. We can make, you know what, if we could sell it.
Lawmakers are very much like children most of the time. So,
well,
you know.
Certainly they were here. Does this drive a wedge between the governor and the Democratic leadership?
I don't know if it drives a wedge between the governor and the Democratic leadership. I think that it makes it difficult for Lamont going forward to lead. You know, because this is the one issue that
right.
he took the lead of, he took ownership of, and was unable to get across the finish line.
Was there one Senate Democrat, was it Looney, was it Duff, was it somebody else who he had more problems communicating with than anybody else?
No, I don't think so. I think that he has a good relationship with all of the various parties involved. But, you know, I think that neither chamber really had a good understanding of when push came to shove, what was going to happen, who was going to vote for what.
Now, you know full well, I'm not saying any stories out of school here. There will be a lot of people, including people on this radio station, will be beating their chests doing victory laps that this did not go through. Is it, how much do we give the No Tolls movement credit? How much do we give the fact that there was indecisive leadership? If we're splitting up the blame pie, where does the bigger, not blame, but we're
right.
splitting up the credit pie, where does the bigger amount of credit go?
I think it was a combination of all of it. You know, I don't think that they anticipated such a large grassroots movement. And, you know, I don't think that they anticipated that they weren't going to be able to get it over the finish line. So they dragged it into regular session and it failed.
And Len Fasano was on with us this morning. And he said he thought it was important that this has been put to bed, because if this continued to hang over the legislature, it would be harder for them to pass other necessary legislation in this short session. He says, because of the nature of the short session, if this tolls thing kept hanging on, or transportation package kept hanging on and hanging on, it would be difficult to pass other legislation.
Definitely, and it would be difficult to pass, you know, they still need to get a bond package approved. So, you know, that bond package is going to look a lot different than I think it might have looked yesterday if he has to use more money for transportation. And right now we still don't know whether he can use bonding as the revenue source to access the low interest loans from the federal government.
Yeah, there's a lot of unanswered questions, and it's so funny what a difference 24 hour makes. You know, yesterday at this time we were thinking, no, they'll get this done somehow, and now they're not going to get it done.
Yeah, you know, somebody told me the other day it was 50-50. I'm like, oh. Nobody really knew all year what was gonna happen.
Yeah, it turned out it was like 10-90. That's not the way it sounds of it. So, hey, Christine, great reporting as always. You can read Christine at ctnewsjunkie.com. In fact, contribute and help a really good news organization do their job. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Appreciate it. Christine Stewart, one of our faves.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.